Hey everyone, it's Bobs. I know it's been forever since I've done a questionnaire, but I saw Creative Beans' song questionnaire, and I knew it was something I had to try and tackle. So I think it's so cool. It was such a great questionnaire, Creative Bean. It was really great, and I loved your responses too. Music is such a huge huge part of my life as well. I'm constantly listening to music, so I'm really excited about this questionnaire. So without further ado, let's kick this off. So the first question was, what is your favorite song discovery of 2019? So I'm not sure how everybody else is gonna answer these song questionnaires. I do not have a great singing voice. So I'm gonna try to not sing, but it's kind of like one of those things. I'm a car and a shower singer, you know. So like I can motherfucking belt out a tune when I'm in the shower or if I'm driving somewhere, but singing in front of people or having people listening to me sing is slightly terrifying. So this should be fun. I'm just kidding. It is. It's going to be fun. And if you can't make a fool out of yourself, then that's just foolish. Anyway, I don't know if that makes no fucking sense. I'm slightly caffeinated. I've been drinking a lot of coffee this morning. Anyways, okay, we're getting back to it. I veered off course there. All right, your favorite song discovery of 2019. Okay, so my favorite song discovery of 2019 was probably, okay, I think the album is actually from 2018, but I didn't hear the song until 2019, and it has been on, like, constant rotation. it's, the band's name is, it's a German word, so I'm gonna put a little German flair on it. Warm Dusche. Warm Dusche. I Got Friends. It's a great little song. It's pretty funny. Like, I dig this band. The album is called, Welcome to Whale City. It's good. I'll play a little bit. Can we do that? Can I play a little snippet? I'm going to. Fuck it. I know a little guy with a limp and a club foot that can get you from A to B before you can turn the light off. I know a guy in a drop top convertible with a six shooter so strong he can shoot the top of a mountain off. It's good stuff. Warm Dusche. Warm Dusche. I like saying it too. It's cool beans. It's cool beans, Creative Bean. okay, so number two is a song that reminds you of someone you would rather forget. Okay. let's see. This one got a bit of play this year. the song is called Slow Mover. Let me find it on my playlist. Slow Mover, Angie McMahon. I like it. It's like she's got a great voice. Let me see. That particular album. I'm playing this from my phone, so it's probably really loud. It's 4 a.m. What are we doing in the street? You got some singing. To buy fried chicken, I just was going to sleep. There's something, it's just a really good song, and it has some meaning behind it, but I really love singing the word fried chicken. Anyways, let's see. Number three, it is a song that needs to be played loud. All right, I think I got it. this one's fun. It's a really short song. The band is called Super Suckers. This one, kind of like an inside joke with friends, because it is a short, it's a really, really short song. It's called I Say Fuck. And I think it's like 30 seconds, but it's amazing. I say fuck and you say yeah, yeah. I say fuck and you say yeah. I say fuck and you say yeah. I say fuck, yeah. I say let's and you say go. I say let's and you say let's go, man. I say let's and you say go. I say let's and you say go. I say let's go. That's it. I love it. It's like a shot of espresso in song form. I love it. Okay. So number four was a song that makes you want to dance. Hell yeah. I've got a lot of those. But let's see. A song that makes me want to dance. I think that one would be like a toss-up between James Brown, Get Up Off of That Thing. Like, how could you listen to that song and not dance? Like, your body just moves on its own accord. It's just the effect that James Brown has on people, I think. Otherwise, I recently got to see, I recently saw Salt and Peppa in concert, and they were amazing. They still have it. Like, so I don't know if it's like dance, but like, you know, you get your body, like, do some body moving, body rocking a little bit, a little bit, Miss Salt and Peppa. And of course, you know, the classic, Salt and Peppa tune, Shoop, is pretty amazing and can get you bopping around a bit. Okay, I think, so this is usually only close friends that have seen or have heard what is about to occur. Usually when I have a couple of libations coursing through my veins. Alas, there are not, so it might not be as fun. But yeah, let's sing some Shoop. I'm gonna background it a little bit. I'm gonna pick it up somewhere. If looks could kill, you would be a news of your shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you a sexy mother. Oh well, I like a real wild B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile, bright as the sun. I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip. Honey dip, can I get a scoop? Maybe take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna shoot. Ah, oh, they're awesome. If you get a chance, if Salt and Peppa is coming to a town near you, go and see them. They're awesome. Awesome, awesome ladies. Okay, let's see. What number are we on? Five. Number five. A song to drive to. Okay, hands down. I think probably the band I listen to most when I'm driving is, I listen to like a lot of like punk rock when I'm driving, just because I need to stay awake. I need to stay awake and like alert. I don't know. It keeps me awake and alert. So I'm going to say the Stooges. Stooges I listen to a lot of. Specifically, if I had to listen to one Stooges song while driving, I will say Gimme Danger. It's a good one to like scream at the top of your lungs with your windows down. yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with some Stooges, Gimme Danger. And I dig, yeah, Gimme Danger, Little Stranger. Specifically, funny story, probably still to this day, one of the hottest things I've ever seen in my life. Ewan McGregor in Velvet Goldmine playing, he was like an Iggy Pop-esque character. Oh God, he was so hot. He wore like these silver leather pants and he did a version of Give Me Danger. And like, I think about it now and it's like instant lady boner. It was great. For some reason, I don't know why. Okay, that just came to my head. It's sharing time. It's a questionnaire. Not so much about music. I guess it is. He was playing, yeah. We're going to go with it. But check it out. Great movie, too. Great movie, too. Good music. Good soundtrack. A song that makes me happy. So I heard this one this morning, randomized on a playlist. And it made me very happy. The artist's name is Colton Turner. And the song is called That Rocks. I really feel for you. And this guy is like current. It's kind of like throwback. Like this. Smile. Ooh, it drives me wild. I like the way you bop. Oh, baby, that rocks. So that one was fun. And happy. It makes me happy. There's a lot of music that makes me happy. But that was the most current one that made me happy. Okay. So then there's number 7, a song that makes you sad. There are so many like melancholy songs, and sometimes like I'll put on like a melancholy tune or two if I want. It's like cathartic in a way. But most of the time I'm listening to happy music. But songs that make me sad, there's one in particular. Like I lost my dad a couple of years ago, and there's a song by Atmosphere called Yesterday that like for a good couple of years, like I could not hear that song without like bursting into tears. and now, you know, I can listen to it and appreciate it. And the lyrics are quite amazing. So basically it's about this guy's relationship with his dad and how, you know, he wishes that he could just like sit around and bullshit with his dad a bit, but he can't. So, yeah, but it's really good. It's a hip hop tune. So, yeah, Atmosphere, Yesterday. Check it out if you haven't. And then we'll go on to number 8, a song that moves you forward. Let's see. Song that moves me forward. Song that moves me forward. This one is by Ezra Furman. And this song is called Body Was Made. I love it. It's like, this particular way. I like this. It's like being unapologetic about who you are. Own yourself. And fucking take on the world. It's a good tune. I love this. This is also a good driving song sometimes. But I love Ezra Furman. So many great albums. Very interesting voice. Now I want to listen to the rest of it. Okay. there's another one. The Kinks have a great song called Better Things. That was one my mom used to play for me all the time, like when I was a kid and like I would have like a bad day or something. She put on that song. It's kind of like my go-to cheer up song. So if you want to like move forward out of your funk kind of deal, there's that one too. All right. So So next song is one of your favorite 70s songs or groups. Oh my God. This one was really hard. I was like, all of my anxiety over this questionnaire was this particular question. there are so many. So I had a family member that worked at a pretty iconic record store in the 60s and 70s and had like this amazing, amazing record collection. And it has since been dispersed and passed around different family members. But I did get a portion of those. And I got like, okay, just imagine being like... like this really like weird, awkward 11-year-old and like this really cool person in your family just passed away. So it was kind of sad, right? And you're handed like this stack of records. It's like, here, this person wanted you to have this. And you're like, okay. I got handed a stack of Bowie, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Lou Reed, the band, like there are so many, but I'm going to go with the one that like hit me the most, when I got to experience it for the first time. And I think that would have to be David Bowie. One of my favorite Bowie songs is from, I'm pretty sure it was 72. The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars is the album. The song is 5 Years. It's a great one to kind of like blast at full volume. Earth was nearly dying. And it's kind of like apropos for our situation right now. So yeah, 5 Years. Give it a listen if you haven't heard that Bowie tune. If you've been under a rock. Anyways. Yeah, turn yourself on to some Bowie if you've yet to experience that. So let's see. Number 10. A song that is a cover by another artist. I have like, I'm not kidding. Let me see. I have 6 playlists that are all cover songs. I love cover songs. Cover songs are great because there's like this familiarity behind it, but it's like reworked into something new. I dig cover songs. I just think they're really neat because you can just experience like one song in a plethora of ways. So this one's a new one. This was an album like 6 years, 6 long years of waiting for, and it was just released yesterday. J. Paul did a cover of the Jennifer Page song Crush, and it's amazing. Let me pull it up. I have it saved. And check it out. It's fun. It's fun and dancey. Let's see. There we go. This has been my jam. I've been playing this one nonstop. Straight Out of Mumbai is amazing too. Not a cover, but really great song. Dancey. There's so many great cover songs. I just there's like bands that devote like their entire careers to cover songs, which is really cool. Let's not overanalyze. Too deep, baby. All right, that one's fun. Okay, so next one is a song from the year that you were born. I don't want to give out the year I was born. It's not because, like, I'm afraid of my age. It's not. I will say, how about from, I was born in the 80s. So I will share my favorite 80s song. And that song is Heart of Gold by the Kinks. I love this song. I would play this all the time as a kid. It has good memories attached to it, so it makes me happy. I'm smiling ear to ear. It's a mess. There's so many great Kinks songs out there. If you haven't been turned on to the Kinks, get with it. All right. Let's see. Next song. Next question. A song that reminds you of yourself. That's a hard one. Okay. I'm going to go with, I love this chick. She is awesome. Her name is Alice Phoebe Lou. She's got killer skills, like guitar playing, singing. She's awesome. Her lyrics are amazing. There's this one song. Here we go. It's called She. And it's just something I guess I can identify with. Yeah, I can. Lyrically, I think I can identify with it. The beat, too. It's kind of like a chill. But with, like, strong beat to it. Yeah, I get it. Ah, it's a me song. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's the song. Alice Phoebe Lou, She. Good tune. Okay. And then very last question. A song by an artist with a voice that you love. Ooh. That's a difficult one. Let me think. Ooh. Okay. This is kind of like two birds with one stone kind of deal. Let's call the whole thing off with Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, who are like my two favorite voices. So there we go. This one's kind of like an older tune. Things have come to a pretty pass. God, how could you not love Ella's voice? Oh, it's beautiful. And Louis Armstrong is, like, hands down my favorite voice. I love Louis Armstrong. It's just, there's no other voice like it.
Potato, tomato, let's go.
the whole thing off. All right. So, once again, thank you, Creative Bean, for coming up with such an awesome questionnaire. That was a lot of fun. And now I have, like, a new playlist that I could go through. And I get to check out everybody else's tunes. So, thanks again. Sorry to your eardrums, should you have chosen to listen to this. But anyways, thanks again if you did choose to listen. I hope it wasn't too terrible. All right, see ya.